Hello, how'd you do? This is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Artists, get on with it.
Pare down the emotion. Show no fear. Put on
show
a brave face.
No fear.
What doesn't kill you makes you
put
stronger.
Put on a brave face.
I've not left my flat for two
what
weeks.
What doesn't kill you makes
and
you
I
stronger.
Don't want to. One of the most eye-opening experiences I had at school occurred when I was roughly 9 or 10. The teacher explained that if four people
have not
cast
left
the day, their individual experiences and memories of that occasion may not in any way reflect each other. Each person is more than the sum of their parts.
One of the
and
most
so, you could never know what another person is thinking.
I had
this to me was a bombshell indeed. And still
nine
is.
Or
when
ten.
I was,
I'm sitting in a space,
nine or ten.
A vacuum.
The teacher explained that
for the conversation to end. 4 days
at the castle,
more than
their
the
individual
their
experience
is magical
and
terrifying.
Everyone
may not in
any
way
reflect each other.
I'm not moving, nor being moved.
Each person
touches me.
Is more than
I
some
am
of them.
My flat more. Has the feeling of sitting
so we
could
never know
parts.
What another person is thinking.
Like bathing in
so
witch hazel.
Could never
the hazel eyes today.
To me.
What
a blue,
another
not
person
red.
Is thinking.
Is a bombshell. And indeed still is.
This to me was a bombshell indeed. And still is. I'm sitting in space.
おそらく、4日私が他の人の考えていることが出てきました。彼らここの体験にその出来事を疑いを。4日間、私が他の人の考えていることが分かるわけがない。これは確かに私にとっての衝撃であった。
More than
even
some of
so.
Their parts. It's much and terrifying.
Everyone. Nothing touches me. I am numb.
ただの体のパーツの集まりではない。それは不思議なことで、みんなをゾッとさせている。
Nothing.
みんなを。
Touched.
私は動いていないし、動かされていない。何も触っていない。私の感覚は麻痺している。私の居場所は歯医者の待合室に座っているような感覚を覚えている。まるで満作の歯の中で水浴びをしているような。霞んだ目は今日は
出るぜ。家で
疲れ果てた。あの衝撃が旅ってなぜそう運転するのか。動かずに座って長い旅を探せばたどり着きたい。
Getting to the end of one's journey, the intended destination is
completing.
Is it the anticipation of the end?
同じテーマの探求または思考のプロセスは情報型を感じることがある。おそらく
情報が
絶対に変わらないとしてもだ。そもの手並み、城の形状を求めている
。
誰か知らない人、それって昔のこと。どれくらいここに座ってられるんだろう。この存在しないって感覚は他のみんなよりさらに差し迫ったりきっとした存在感。息苦しい
汗
も出て
きた。Hazel
eyes I'm exhausted.
Another bombshell.
What is a stranger?
I would be so tired, sitting, motionless, getting to the end of
someone
the journey. The intended
know.
Destination is
going on the
is it the anticipation of the end?
Isn't
such is life.
Everything.
Travel in the mind, even in a limited memory frame, feels
I
the same. How is this? Exploring the same topic. pick or thought process can feel like too much information, even though the information may never change.
Any person's presence. It's asphyxiating. I'm sweating.
What is a stranger? Someone we don't know? Going on the castle
I've been
revolution?
Going over the
Isn't
conversation
that
in my head.
How long can I sit here?
Now.
This sense of absence is
another bombshell.
More present.
How can travel be
presence.
So tiring?
It's asphyxiating.
Sitting motionless, getting to the end of one's journey, then intended destination is.
I've been going over the conversation in my head just now, over and over.
Is it the anticipation of the end?
Up is that I was interrupted.
Such as
life. Just before they left, I wanted to explain myself further. I was cut off. The conversation ended abruptly. I didn't get a chance to finish. I needed to finish it. I need it to end. Imagine yourself in that situation. Take a breath, a deep breath, to speak, to fill your lungs with air. Air that is pregnant with intent and ideas, and the other person talks over you and simply leaves.
Imagine
I can feel that breath trapped inside of me, filling my body with the explanation still.
Explore
alive. It is the only thing in me that moves or cares to move.
Too much information. Even though the information
is
pregnant
with intent
wasting
and
all
ideas.
That, potential.
And
that didn't happen to me. Usually what would have been only an abortive, submissive...
I can feel that breath right inside me.
Still.
Filling my body with their
what
explanation
is a stranger?
Still.
Someone we don't know?
And yet, not still.
Going on the castle revelation.
3 weeks,
isn't that everyone?
繰り返しまた繰り返し今彼が少し前に話を遮られることは私は悪かった。
話をするために一度息を吸って胸いっぱいに。
Someone once told me a story of a dog that lived by a veterinary in a converted house.
いつものことだが、もう一人が話をしている間、君は深呼吸をゆっくりしていた。すべての可能性を無駄にしながら。それを私に対してはしなかった。 いつもはただの失敗だったかもしれないもの、空気のような従順な叫びが私の中に閉じ込められている。まだ。
I've been going over the conversation in my head for three weeks now.
Just before they left, I wanted to explain myself further, but I was cut off! conversation ended.
Hello?
I didn't get a chance to finish. I need to end it. Imagine yourself in that situation. Taking a breath. A deep breath to speak. You fill your lungs with air.
Has been in darkness all the
air
this time.
Is pregnant with intent and ideas. And the person talks over you and simply leaves.
Toward this chair every day. Perhaps it has leaped through to the neighbor's ceiling. Perhaps they
I can feel that breath trapped inside me.
My juices
filling my body with
leaking
slowly
through. A brown stain is all that's left of me.
Not still.
I've become
it
immensely
resonate
thin.
And expand every There's moment.
Left
it's
now.
Come alive. It's
if
the only
no
thing in me that moves or
like
cares
to
move.
I don't. My head swims if I move at all. Or if I think of anything else other than that which forces me to sit. So I go over the conversation again to try to remember the details about my constipation and failure.
二度と会うことのない病気で弱り切った犬たちと偶然に会ってしまうことをとても心が痛み、表のドアから出るのを来た。その犬と飼い主たちは同じフラットに長年住んでいた。
と、Your deep breath would be exhaled slowly.
自分の意思で下の階に降りてきた。
It looks at me.
そして獣医のドアを引っかいた。
Wasting
彼の
番号 all that potential.
彼は覚悟する。
Didn't happen to me. Usually, what happened to me?
Only
abortive, submissive, unprepared.
I've become immensely thin. There's little food left. If no one asks me if I'd like to eat, I don't.
In me,
my head swims with the moon. If I think of anything else other than that which forces me to sit here.So I go over the conversation again.
Still,
but my concentration was failing.
I'm done.
In front of me on the table is a newspaper which was left here that day.
It
looks up at me with the text waxing and waning in the poor light. The only words I can make out says, communicating without wires is perfectly natural. It is a sign. I am undone.I cannot restructure myself. I'm on the waiting list, the next caller in the queue, the present occupier of my life. That is all. This room seems to be shrinking, smaller every day. It mocks me and my indolence. My familiarity with these walls breeds an irrational anger and resentment. These walls may mean to crush me, to push me out of occupying the space they create. But I can wait for that. I've got plenty of time.
My familiarity with these walls breeds an irrational anger and resentment. These walls may mean to crush me, to push me out of occupying the space they create. But I
can't wait
for that. I've got plenty of time.
Someone once told me the story of a dog.
It's
lived in a
very
fine, converted house. And his owners lived at the top of the stairs. Two floors, while the vet occupied the ground floor and the basement.
The air is not just stale in this flat
floor.
And
hated.
Going
it
out is
by
still
the front door,
in me.
As the chance encounters.
Or is it me turning the very air around me unbreathable?
The air is not just stale in this flat, I think. It is stale in me. is me and the very air around me on the room. Feel the air rising up the back of my throat like a frog, and it sits at the back of my mouth, gathering pace and gathering itself to let. Itself like a force accumulated of 100 cigarettes, looking, I imagine, like an exhalation from a dry
husk.
That's in white. It is drying. I'm shattered.
You want to give up?
And white.
There's blood on the carpet. I need to drink, but my faintness and the weight in my chest combine so I
haven't spoken to another human being for 6 days now. I realise. With horror, does my voice
interest you?
Hello!
Is that so good,
huh? My voice is dying. Choked up by this empty void inside.
I didn't choose this.
Perhaps. It will be saved.
I try to think of the positive. That's what you are supposed to do.
My flat has been in darkness all this time.
There can be
the
no resolution in this matter.
At least
it has come to an end.
Towards this chair every day. Perhaps it has leaked through to the neighbor's ceiling.
I'm not so sure.
Perhaps they think I'm dead. My juice is leaking slowly through.
Did not choose this.
The brown stain that's all I've left of me. I've become immensely thin. There's little food left now. If no one asks me, I'd like to eat. I don't. My head swims if I move at all, or if I think of anything else, other than which forces me to sit here. So, I go over the conversation again, and I try to remember the details. But my concentration is failing.
Here that day. It looks up at me,
the text waxing and waning in the poor light. The only words I can make out says, "Communicating without wires is perfectly natural. It's a sign."
I am undone. I cannot restructure myself. I am on the waiting list. The next caller in the queue, the present occupier of my own life. That's all. This room seems to be shrinking, smaller every day. It mocks me. My indolence, my familiarity with these walls breeds an irrational anger and resentment. These walls may mean to crush me, to push me out of the occupying space they create. But I can wait for that. I've got plenty of time. It's fine. It's not... The air is not stale in this flat. I think it is stale in me. Or is it me turning the very air around me unbreathable?
I feel the air rising up on the back of my throat like a fog. It sits at the back of my mouth, gathering pace. Gathering itself, collecting itself like a force, accumulated of hundreds of cigarettes, looking.
I imagine like an exhalation from a dry ice machine. Dense and white. It is drying my insides out. Fall to the floor. I'm shattered. There's blood on the carpet. I need to drink, but my faintness and the weight in my chest combine, so I'm unable to move. I imagine that dry ice snake being tempted out of my body by a tune that the hateful walls sing beyond my hearing. It dances, twists, and inevitably out of me. I cannot let this happen. I tried to think positive. That's what you're supposed to do. If there can be no resolution in this matter, at least it has to come to an end. That's good. I'm not so sure. Did I choose this?
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.